Hello and welcome to Chapter 3 Supply Chain Management. The objective of this particular chapter is to help you understand what exactly is the concept of supply chain management, concepts of order fulfillment, and what exactly is an order in a supply chain management. What are the key benefits when you are going to implement supply chain management and its challenges? Software products that are available in the market for supply chain management functionalities. And who are the market leaders in supply chain management? So let us have a look at the products which they are going and offerings that which they are having. That also will be, you'll have a look. And what is the trends, future trends that is happening in supply chain management software system? So the concept of supply chain management in business refers to the network of suppliers, manufacturers, warehouses and stores involved in producing and distributing products to customers. For example, you may be having multiple suppliers for the same product and there will be multiple distributors who will be there for the specific product. And there will be warehouses that will be there and the stores will be there. How we are going to manage the inventory across the entire cycle of people, entire people cycle. That is called as a supply chain management. When we are going to talk about supply chain, where how they are going to finance these particular people, that becomes supply chain finance management. Here we discuss about supply chain management. It's a system to approach the managing flow of information, materials and services from raw material suppliers to the end users and whoever is involved in the entire cycle. Maybe transporters who are there, warehouse management who are going to be there. All these will be covered in a supply chain management. The success of supply chain management has been demonstrated by industry success stories such as Walmart. So, Walmart is a very well known distributor who is having a successful supply chain management has been implemented by them, and it is a success story that has been given for Walmart. If your company makes a product that requires all or some parts purchased from suppliers and your products are sold to customers, then you have a supply chain. So it starts from the time you are purchasing a raw material. From there you are making a supply product and the product is getting sold. In between it goes through multiple processes. All this process, entire process is called as a supply chain. The supply chain are those functions primarily concerned with the efficient integration of suppliers, factories, warehouses, transporters and store. The supply chains arise in both manufacturing and service organizations. Supply chain management has emerged as a new key to productivity and competitiveness of manufacturing and service enterprises. So what has happened is that the productivity and competitiveness has improved because there is a deployment of supply chain management. So, how the inventory is getting managed also has been changed when the supply chain management came into picture. The importance of supply chain management has been highlighted by many industry success stories. One of the notable one is Walmart. Like all complex systems, supply chain managed systems do comprise of several elements closely linked and interlinked to the movement of products along the chain. So, it, like we said, it starts from raw material purchase to making the product and the delivery to the customer. As with all business systems, supply chain management too starts and ends with the customer. Starting with the customer, where customer gives you a product order, purchase order, and it is getting delivered at the end to the customer. Supply chain management is different from supply management, which emphasizes only the buyer and supplier relationship. In supply management, only buyer and supplier relationship is getting emphasized. But in supply chain management, the entire cycle is getting emphasized. Whereas supply chain management begins and ends with the customer. The functions briefly dealt in the coming slides. And this gives you a perspective as to how supply chain is quite different from supply management. So, in the entire supply chain management, there are many actors that are coming into picture. One is the customer, who is a main character in the entire cycle. So, the entire chain starts at this point with a customer taking a decision to purchase your product. He gives a sales order or purchase order and along with the quantity and deadline for delivery. These particular things will be received by the company, which is nothing but your organization. The functions is the intermediate business functions meant to realize the customer order to that best customer satisfaction, which includes customer purchase automation received, check out whether this particular product is already available in the system. If not, do the development, do the manufacturing, and do a delivery to the customer. Next comes manufacturing planning. The manufacturing plans of service fulfill plans to meet the customer's orders. That will include details of the raw materials required and the internal deadlines by cost center. So, cost center, there will be multiple cost centers in an organization. One of the cost centers will be decided for the delivery of this particular thing based on the location of the customer. Raw materials will be purchased or will be taken from the godown, and from there the material planning will start. Purchasing. Suppose if you are not having the raw materials, you got to purchase this particular thing from outside. The procurement cycle of all raw materials or finished or semi-finished materials with details of suppliers and deadlines will be made. You will be getting into contract for the supply of these raw materials also. Inventory and stores, planning and stocking of raw materials, work in progress and finished goods, and managing reordered levels and generating procurement requests. So next comes the inventory, where you are going to store the raw material and where you are going to store the work in process materials, and what has been completed that will be stored at a separate place. And to find out when you are going to reorder this particular thing, suppose if it is going to, raw materials are going lesser than specific numbers, then you will be doing a reorder. So then procurement requests will be made for the reorder levels. Next comes the production. Now you are having the raw materials, you start producing the product. Based on the production plan, the raw materials are moved from the inventory to the production area, and work in progress and finished goods to warehouses for shipment to the customer. In warehouse, you will start storing the inventory and the raw materials. Then once the entire thing is completed, it will be moved to warehouses so that it can be shipped to the customer. Warehousing, there's some sort of warehousing where you are storing the finished goods. After the items have been completed and tested, they are stored back in the warehouse prior to the delivery to the customer. At the other end of the cycle, the supplies materials are stocked in various warehouses for shipment and delivery. Maybe the customer is having multiple locations where the goods has to be delivered. All these particular places, there will be some warehouses, the entire thing will be shipped and it will be ready for shipment. Transportation. Next comes the transportation. How you are going to send it to the purchaser. When the finished product arrives in the warehouse, the shipping department determines the most efficient method to ship the products to ensure on-time delivery. It may be shipping, it may be through flight, it may be through road, or it may be through train. This will be decided at the time of transportation. Logistics will decide how it has to be transported, and then it will be ensured that on-time delivery is happening. So supply chain management has three levels, like what we had seen earlier. It has three levels of activities that different parts of the company will focus on. They are strategic activity, tactical activity, and operational activity. It is possible that same activity can be split into three different parts also. High level strategic decisions that the senior management takes concerning the whole organization. So this is how the strategic activity will be decided. So this strategic activity will be ensured that, like I say, example, all the goods I'm going to send it through flight only for the specific customer is a strategic activity that will be done. Tactical activity, decisions that focus on adopting measures that produce direct cost benefits. So if you find that something is going to be less cost, is going to have less cost, then you will be tactically, the business may or the management may understand and may assume, may decide that I'm not going to do the entire thing through flight. Based on whichever is lesser at this particular point of time, I will take a decision and proceed further. That is a tactical decision activity that will be taken by the management. Third is operational, which is comfortable for the specific movement along the supply chain will be taken to consideration. This will be day-to-day decisions that will be taken. So based on the specific time, say example, if you are going to say I'm going to push this particular record through products through flight only, and finally you find that the flight is not going to be feasible on the specific day, you may decide that I'm going to send it by road. These are day-to-day decision, operational decisions that will be taken. Next comes the supply chain management strategies have moved far from the traditional, and some of the newer concepts are push-pull strategy. direct to customer, D2C, where you will be sending the entire the goods directly to the customer instead of sending through warehouses. Strategic alliances. So you will be entering into multiple alliances. Say example, one of the coffee pot which I'm going to purchase from Bangalore, they are having a tie-up with Amazon, and Amazon delivers the entire product to us. This is a strategic alliance. Manufacturing postponement based on the specific time or specific environment, the manufacturing can be postponed for the purpose. Maybe due to there is a delay or decline in the need of the customer. So then the postponement of manufacturing can happen based on the supplier and the purchaser agreement. Mass customization, dynamic pricing, and e-procurement. So you can do an e-procurement from internet. You can procure based on whoever is going to have a less cost than you are going to procure from that particular party. Based on the location, you can go for e-procurement also. So let us come and understand what exactly is the software which will be handling the entire supply chain management. What are the characteristics, what are the criteria that is required for purchasing a software for supply chain management? Let us go through the details of this particular thing. This software, supply chain management software, refers to a range of computer programs designed to facilitate and optimize the planning, execution, monitoring of the entire supply chain process. So monitoring also happens here, optimization of the planning is also happening automatically, and execution of this particular thing and movement of one inventory from one place to other place also is happening in the entire software itself. These software solutions provide real-time visibility into inventory levels, production schedules, shipping and delivery status and other key data points, and help businesses make informed decisions and improve their supply chain operations. So each and every point, there will be deadlines that will be decided, toll gates will be set, and ensure that if it is not happening this specific point of time with the day before the deadline is happening, proper appropriate discussions happening to the key management people and proceed further. SCM software also can also automate many of the manual processes involved in supply chain management. So the entire thing can be automated using the new artificial intelligence, machine learning technologies, and then proceed further. So let us go through the entire process step by step. So first comes the order, then comes order fulfillment. Now you should start preparing this particular order so that it can be delivered. Order fulfillment is the key process chain in the sales order to delivery cycle of any product, retail or services company, and hence is the key element in the SCM process. Order fulfillment comprises of all activities between the placement of an order by a customer and to the delivery of the order to the customer. The fulfillment process can be viewed from two perspectives, strategic and operational. The order fulfillment process involves strategic order fulfillment process, tactical order, and operational order fulfillment process, such as order generation, order processing, order preparation, order shipment, post-delivery activities. Like we said, these are the things that will be happening on a day-to-day basis, and it will be based on the order, this particular order generation, processing, preparation, order shipment, and post-delivery activities will start happening. Most e-commerce organizations use one or more of the following order fulfillment strategies. Now let us see what exactly e-commerce organizations like Amazon or Flipkart is doing. Distributed delivery centers. They will be having multiple delivery centers across the entire country, and based on the demand, based on the location of the specific customer, this delivery center will act upon. Partner fulfillment operations. So they will be having multiple partners who will be delivering this particular thing. Based on the order that has been put, the fulfillment operations will be asked, the partner will be asked to provide the fulfillment of the operation. Dedicated fulfillment centers. These are dedicated centers who will ensure that the order is getting fulfilled. Third party fulfillment centers. There are places where they are not having a direct delivery center. They will be routing the entire thing through fulfillment center. This also happens as part of the entire product itself. Build to order. Suppose say this particular specific thing is not available in the hand. So order will be made for building the product. The key factors that influence the responsiveness of the order fulfillment process are the nature of the product, the nature of product demand, production triggering, and meeting customer demand. Say, for example, there could be a product which is not widely used or widely available, but still the order has come. In that cases, you may have to do a trigger production also has to be done. All these particular things will be depend, nature of the demand, nature of the time it has to be delivered. Based on all these particular things, the responsiveness of the specific order fulfillment process will start. Four components are involved in the responsive order fulfillment process: stimuli, awareness, capabilities, and goals. So, from the management perspective, people should be aware of what is going to be stimulus for the entire fulfillment. Well, how much people are aware of the entire process and capability. What is the capability we are having for completing this entire thing and goals. Technologically advanced order management systems can help firms develop an accurate and efficient order fulfillment process. So, with the recent development in technologies, order management systems can be automated, can be integrated with other systems to ensure that accurate and efficient order fulfillment process happens. The order fulfillment systems also determine the decoupling point in the process, where the forecast driven, also called the push, and the demand driven, also called as pull activities meet. So, it is like based on the forecast and demand, okay, based on the supply and demand, the entire thing happens. Where the demand, if it is a demand driven thing happens, then it is called as pull forecasting. And if it is going to be in forecast driven, assuming that it is expected, they are expecting, they are forecasting that the entire thing is going to be after some specific period, the demand for the specific requirement is going to increase, then it becomes push. Say, let us an example, let us take an example of winter clothing. So, by June or July, they will decide that during this particular period, the winter is going to be coming up and winter clothing requirements are going to increase. So, by September, October, you will find, you can find too many winter clothings outside any all markets. You can find out winter clothing. This is called some forecast driven, where it is getting the data, the requirement is getting pushed. Okay, in the case, normal scenario, if you suppose say, suddenly you are going to go to some foreign country and it's not a winter season, then you will be ordering specific things at that particular point of time, which is called as a pull. Whether the economy is thriving or in a recessionary mode, the customers will continue to purchase the products. The rate of outflow may change. In a recession, customers cut back or reduce the standard offtakes, and exactly the reverse of when the economy is booming. This is what we call as supply and demand matching, supply and demand market. Discussing just in times, Walmart's fulfillment systems mainly focus on lowering the holding costs. In handling massive quantities of products, the cost of space is immense if the product just occupies the shelf space. Suppose say there is a demand is very low for a specific product and you keep continuing to develop this particular product, then it results in your shelf space is getting used and warehouse is now you will be spending more cost on the space. So just in time systems comes into picture for this particular case only. There is always limited shelf space in the retail stores and warehouses. Fill up fast and excess inventory makes organizing and finding items difficult. So if you start cluttering your warehouses with all the products, then it becomes your entire area is occupied and finding each item will be difficult. And in cases where you are going to have an expiry date of like food products and all these particular things, then it will become challenge for you to you will start wondering what to do with the products which you have already manufactured. The key to high performance in this arena is a high developed software system along with managers conscientious enough to exploit it fully. So, the key here is that to ensure that you are having a software system, to ensure that you are having a right inventory and right stock being maintained just to the purpose of making supply and demand forecasting proper. So, coming back to the just-in-time systems, lowering the ordering. So, this helps in lowering the ordering costs. The key to selling at the lowest price is lowering the ordering costs. So, how you will ensure that the ordering costs are very low so that you will be in a position to better having a market, and competitively you will be in a position to have your lowest price in the entire market. So, retailers in particular cannot have bulk discounts as most retail customers don't want to buy in bulk. Obviously, when you go into retail customers, if you will not be in a position to do a bulk. So, wholesale market, you will have bulk purchases and you will be having a lesser cost on this particular thing. But In retail, you will not purchase a bulk, so appropriately there will be some discounting should be given for this particular purpose also. That's how the e platforms that came, or e-commerce platforms that came, that started helping customers having a better rate. Walmart's backward integration into wholesale and its technology-driven SEM made that difference. This is how Walmart also is able to complete the, give a better rating. Like the same Walmart, which has been in India, it has been taken as DMart. So how they does done the entire thing, we'll look into. The other factor was employee motivation to ensure that the employees are motivated and start using the system, so that accordingly the rates also are going to be reduced. And again, coming back to Walmart, how they had done the entire fulfillment, partner supplier relationship management. So this is a very important thing which they have done. So ensure that the entire relationship is managed properly, which we'll be looking at a different chapter. How it has to be, supplier relationship management has to be done through a system. We'll be looking at a different chapter. Another key to Walmart's success story is a proper supply relationship management. It's a win-win where supplier as well as the partner is happy, and your partners need to get their share of the pie. So partners are also going to get a rate, get a better rate when you are going to have a success. Most successful multinationals treat the vendors as partners in a true sense. General Electric Corporation went spun off the concept of India ODCs, okay, delivery on-site delivery centers for IT outsourcing. Consciously made, insistently changed the paradigm of from vendor to partner so much so that all GE process and systems were shared with the Indian IT vendors. So always, when you have been called as a vendor and when you are being called as a vendor partner, there is a immense difference in the mindset and as well as culture in which the vendors are, vendor relationship is happening. To bring about improvements in any systems, it is essential to define the key performance parameters and analyze the data to measure the system performance on the metrics defined. Many metrics can be used to analyze and optimize an order fulfillment system. Some of these are order fill rate, order accuracy, line accuracy, order cycle time, inventory days on hand, storage usage, on-time delivery, cost per order, productivity, and system utilization. Based on all these particular items, all these metrics and analysis will happen, and optimization of the order fulfillment system happens. With the SCM and the system software being available there, all these particular things can be done in the system itself automatically. The three metrics highlighted seem most effective to improve an order fulfillment process. Order accuracy, this is the ratio of the number of error-free orders over the total orders shipped, including factoring in the number of shorts. Like we are having an SCM in place, what will happen is that we will be in a position to understand how many are returned from the customer, that these particular things are error, having errors and error-free orders, and accordingly improve on the process, improve on the accuracy of the order. Production pick rate, this is the ratio of the volume of picking over the hours worked. The calculation is complicated by the fact that the total hours paid or rarely the total hours worked, introducing the need of to assess productive time versus paid time. So there are cases where you will be having more, less productivity, but you are going to pay more. So these particular things will be taken into consideration when you are having proper SEM in place. Order cycle times, what we refer to when we look at the actual ship date versus the customer order rate. So this is a cycle, when the difference, time difference between your actual ship date and the customer order date is called as an order cycle. This is the time by which you will come to know how much time an order is being taken for the entire thing, and reducing that time is a process improvement that has to be done based on the SCM analysis. So some of the benefits and challenges of SCM are listed here. One is that improved visibility. Adaptive supply chain network reduces uncertainty along the chain. So when you are having a SCM place, then uncertainty will be reduced. It cannot be removed or entirely, but it can be reduced by assuming that, say example, in the month of July or August, I'm going to have a rain. So transport has to be taken accordingly. Transportation will be taken accordingly. This kind of analysis helps in adapting the supply chain network based on the environments we are having. Quick response to changes and capitalize on opportunities. To find out what are the opportunities by which I can reduce the cost, it will be possible by an SCM. Proper inventory levels in the chain to ensure that the inventory levels are proper, not too high or not too low. Minimize delays, to ensure that by based on having a proper inventory levels, you will be in a position to minimize the delays. Eliminate rush, unplanned activities can be avoided by having a proper plan in the system. Provide the best customer service. This will ensure that the customer service is at the best always. Major contributor to success of the business, proper supply chain management is the major contributor for supply of the success of the business. And regulatory compliance will be better if you are going to have a proper SCM in place. With SCM, you can lower operational expenses with timely planning for procurement, manufacturing, and transportation. Like you said, these are the three different areas, procurement and manufacturing and transportation. It can be planned properly by the system, because you'll come to know if there is any delay, you will come to know that when the transportation is going to be delayed and the transport button can be informed accordingly. You can also improve margins through better coordination with your business partners. So by doing a forecasting, you will be in a position to do a better business. You can ask the margins can be reduced by, when you are going to purchase from other partners, you can try to reduce the cost. Or if you are going to sell it, you can try to improve the margins. You can discuss more with the transportation partner and ensure that you are having a better deal with them. Real-time business intelligence can lead to shorter cash-to-cash cycle times. So always when in any business, you will be having cash cycles has to be maintained. Otherwise, you'll be having more cash in your hand or very short shortage of cash in your hand. While there are significant benefits from SCM, it's not achieved without overcoming significant challenges. Obviously, like any system which you are going to deploy, implement, there are challenges in SCM also. So this are the challenges which you are going to face in supply chain management, and how we are going to approach this entire solution is given on the right hand side. Distribution network failures, how you are going to handle this particular thing, you'll be having network flow optimization. You will ensure that you are having a proper network with the partners, and you are going to ensure that transporter also is proper and he is going to do the proper networking here. Inventory optimization issues, forecasting, inventory control and order levels. Here we have to do a forecasting, like we said, winter clause. You have to ensure that you are giving adequate numbers and you are not going to do one delivery of winter clothing during summer. Supply contracts, optimization across multiple vendors. So you should have a proper contract which will, how you are going to, if there are multiple places where supply contracts has created a bottlenecks for the entire thing. So how you will be doing is by optimizing and having a proper contract with the vendor. So you will be always having a backup plan for vendors. Whenever you are going to have a dependence on vendors, you will always have a plan B. Distribution strategies, you will be having the warehouse management systems and the transport management systems, and proper transporters and warehouse managers will be taken into consideration here. Integration of supply chain with strategic vendor partnerships, you are going to have proper planning and collaborative planning and ensure that the supply chain is integrated with the supply strategic vendors also. And if required, you can have an ERP can be integrated between multiple all these particular vendors also. Outsourcing and or procurement strategies, vendor classification and risk mitigation plans, make by decisions like we said. There will be a plan B when you are going to have discussions with the vendors. Technology support, implement and integrate SCM and ERP solutions so that the entire finance accounting is taken care and no duplicate entries are happening, and system and single entry will be there in the entire solution. Customer value, obviously whatever we are doing for customer, and the customer value always, there will be some cases where you will be losing the customer value. So how we will be doing this at service level agreements, as we always taken into consideration, and maximization of service level agreement should happen. And there should be clear agreement with the customer that when we are going to deliver, and we have to ensure that the delivery happens on the right time to the right people at the right place. So some of the other issues that are being faced by throughout the global east are listed here. Can be very long to establish. So entire supply chain management is going to take time for you to do an establishment, which is understandable, and there is no shortcuts here. potential cross border problems due to government regulatory differences. Maybe you are going to send it to some place in outside India, and there are some different regulatory guidelines for each of the country. You have to understand these particular cross border problems, and you have to have a proper agreement with the governments also, and proper agreement and proper papers ready for doing these particular cross border problems also. Say, example, you are going to export some product which is banned in the specific country. How you are going to ensure that this particular thing is going to happen is by following the specific orders. Example, meat. So if you are going to export meat from here to Middle East countries like Qatar or Dubai or Iran and these particular places, you should have a halal certification. You have to ensure that this halal certification is there when you are going to do one meat export. Request IT support for communication collaboration. So you have to ensure that IT support is there in the system. And possible delays due to customs clearances, tax, translation, foreign government regulations. Like we said, these are the things you have to take care before proceeding further with any of the exports or imports we are going to do. This will reduce the delays that will be happening, and customs clearance will be much smoother. So to sum up, the challenges of supply chain includes achieving global optimization, conflicting objectives, complex network of facilities, and system variations over time. So that could be possible, like the other person thinking that their time and you are thinking about your time. When this happens, obviously happens when you are going to work on a different time zone. Managing uncertainty, matching supply and demand. Ensure that the supply and demand are matching, and there is no high supply or low demand. Demand is not the only source of uncertainty. There are multiple factors that are there in when you are going to do an uncertainty, like sudden rain or cloud burst that are happening. All these particular things are uncertainty, or labor strikes that are happening is an uncertainty. These particular things has to be taken care, handled, thought over, and strategic planning should be there for all these particular uncertainties. So let us come back to, like, all these particular time we had discussed about the how exactly and supply chain management has to be planned, what are the challenges you will be having. Now we'll start looking at what are the software frameworks for supply chain management. In this section, we'll be briefly deal with software frameworks and components of a generic supply chain management product. So this is a generic thing, and during specific industry, based on a specific industry and based on a specific organization, you have to take a decision on which framework suits you properly. The fundamentals of a systems architecture for a supply chain management system are basically constituted by ERP systems, warehouse management system, and transport management system. So this particular thing is controlled, or ERP systems also we are part of the supply chain management, and WMS and TMS also is part of the supply chain. So how these particular things are handled will be seen in the future, in the next below. I mean, we are going to see it in the next figure. These information systems can be either standard software packages with configurable parameters or custom-built software programs tailor-made to the company's specific needs. It is a call that this will be taken by the specific enterprise based on the budget available, based on the requirement, based on how when it is going to be expected, the delivery of the software is expected. So the basic systems for a generic supply chain management providers to the users are ERP, like we discussed, functions of purchase, material management, and sales. Its users are manufacturers and trading companies. WMS, how you are handling your entire warehouse will be handled in WMS. Functions are receipts, put away, bin management and order picking. Its users are logistics, user service providers, and wholesalers. TMS, transportation management system, functions are transport booking, planning, and monitoring. Its users are freight forwarders and transporters. So these are typical software component for a supply chain management. One side you are having suppliers, other side you are having customers, and you will be having external users here who will be the actors of the entire process. First, you will be having an ERP. You will have user, programs, database, etc., etc. Whatever is the constitution of ERP system will be here. This will be typically used by the manufacturer trading company. WMS, warehouse management system. Again, here you will be having their own entire software things will be there. Logistics service provider will be using the wholesaler part of the entire solution. TMS, again, this is a forwarder or carrier. that is being used. These are the people who are going to take the data, take the goods from WMS and share it to customers. Warehouse to the customers is being done by the transporters. Needless to mention, the software systems provide consistent management of elementary business data and process compliance and common user interfaces. Each of the system, ERP, WMS, DMS have their own databases and softwares that handle the transformation of the stored data during the course of the business process. So it is up to the enterprise to have an interface with WMS and DMS so that the online tracking of the goods are happening. So like in Amazon, you can find out when it has reached the warehouse, when it has reached the transporter, when it has reached your customer. All these things can be done using a single mobile app itself. However, supply chain management and SCM products have moved far since the dot-com and have become supplier-buyer integrated, inter-organizational, cross-boundary, e-commerce products. All these are happening as an interface, and from a purchaser perspective, you are in a position to find out where exactly the goods has reached and when exactly you will be receiving the goods. The following are the characteristics that enhance effectiveness of a supply chain management software implementation. Top level key process unencumbered by department and organization boundaries. So you will be having process that will be set irrespective of the departments. Integrated planning, forecasting and scheduling, which is very important. Planning is important. Forecasting of what exactly is going to be the need, demand for in the future is required, and scheduling, how you are going to meet the demand. That is what is expected to be done by a supply chain management software. Collaboration across organizations, disciplines and reporting levels. Like it may be required that you are going to, beyond your organization also, you are going to discuss, say, your suppliers, your warehouse people, your transporters, you are going to collaborate across all these particular people. Your supply chain management software should be in a position to help do this particular activity. System generated transactions. There will be transactions that will be happening in the system, which has to be integrated with your ERP so that manual entry into the ERP can be avoided. Automated data collection devices. So from where you are going to collect the data, one is that WMS you are going to collect the data, TMS you are going to collect the data, the suppliers, your suppliers system you are going to collect the data, how you are going to have an integration, all these particular things has to be decided. Better visibility to information, which are the information you require to be visible to the management, to the external parties, to your suppliers, to your warehouse, to your customer and to your transport. It has to be decided by you when you are going to do a system, a supply chain management software system implementation. And having a proper plan for all these particular characteristics ensures that you are having a better effectiveness of the system. Mm-hmm.